The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Welcome to Hashtag Mom's Got This. Get your mom life fix 4 days a week. I'm Michelle Park.
And I'm Stacey Eagle. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this. Yeah, we were made from the world, learned the game from the world. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Stacey.
It's Monday.
Yes, it is.
So I take Dylan, as you know, twice a week on walks to school. That's like before I go to the office, and the other days my nanny does it. So we were walking to school the other day, and there was this guy who was saying, "Help, help, help." And, you know, I stopped, and no one else really stopped. And Dylan was just like staring at him with me, and I realized he was blind.
Yeah.
And so we were actually running late. I wasn't supposed to take him this day to school, but that's another story. And so I said, all right, got to stop. And so we stopped and he said, I just need to go across the street and then get to the Schwab house. And so I said, okay, let's do it. So we walked him across the street together. We dropped him off and Dylan said, who was that, mommy? And I said, he couldn't see and he needed help. And that's, you know, giving back to someone and doing good is important to just stop and do that. And he said, oh, that was really nice. I said, go tell your teachers you did that today.
Get that extra bit.
Get that right. So it was just like, you know, part of your journey is educating your children,
and making them
aware, and no one stopped.
That's crazy.
It was really amazing. And I was really late, but we did it. So on that note, I wanted to welcome our guest, Kristen Glosserman, who is a very dear friend and my best friend and a close friend because of Deb, who's been on our podcast, Deb Ruffler-Ross. She is a life coach, the possibilities expert, and a partner of Hill Country, which is an amazing restaurant.
Well, it's a hospitality.
Hospitality.
We have multiple restaurants.
We do. Thanks.
So welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, and I forgot to say, a mom of four.
Mom of four. So I'm going to start there.
Yes. Yeah, so Michelle's intrigued.
I'm super intrigued by the fact that you can manage that anybody can manage four kids. How old are they? Tell us about them.
So we're really, really blessed. We have four beautiful, healthy children. My son Austin is our oldest. He's 11. And then I have three little girls, Sky, Jacqueline, and Gina. So Gina's 6, Jacqueline will be 8 next week, and Sky just turned 10. So I tell everyone, my husband and I are both pretty ambitious, and we got married in our early 30s, and we just went for it. We had 4 kids in 5 years and, you know, got
it done.
Was
that something you always wanted, like to have a lot of children?
Yes. So, I did. I always visualized myself with this big family, and I wasn't from a big family, so it was my sister and I, and we lost my brother when I was in middle school, and I felt like, for me, family changed at that point, and I had this feeling that I was going to have a big family and just be surrounded by a lot of love, and, you know, we got lucky, and it worked out, so.
What was it like to have 4 under 5, like in the beginning?
The beginning is sort of like a blur. So, you know, I had 2 miscarriages before my son. So I was really nervous. Mm-hmm. And then we had Austin and Sky. I mean, I was 3 months pregnant at my son's first birthday. So we had a big birthday party for him at my mom's house on Long Island, and friends and family and cousins and everyone came because it was, you know, your first, right, and it's the first birthday. But I was so excited because I had just passed 12 weeks and I could tell everyone I was pregnant again. So so it was a real celebration. So, you know, the first 2 just came, you know, really quickly, really easily. And then I remember really wanting more. And my husband, while, you know, a little bit nervous because he was from 2 and he thought that was a good number, it's like, oh, you know, if it happens, it happens. And, you know, and then we got
it happened
Jackie,
twice. So.
How being in the restaurant business, you know, your partner and your husband's in the restaurant business, like, and that entails a lot of nights, right? Mm-hmm. So for you, were you ready to take on this role knowing that he would be not always present, maybe, or did he make it?
Yeah, so we were first-time restaurateurs with Hill Country, and I think in a way the ignorance was bliss because we didn't realize how much work it was going to be, at least initially. And I remember when he, so my husband's a serial entrepreneur. He's had, you know, several companies, and I actually met him at work. I was hired by his business partner to be their manager of sales operations for one of his earlier companies. So Mark and I, you know, met at work, and we had a really nice working relationship. So it doesn't surprise me that we sort of went into, you know, becoming partners, you know, again in the business. But I think to answer your question, when he said he wanted to do this restaurant, I was just really getting into my life coaching practice. And I really believe that we all have to follow our, you know, our personal passions. And his passion is food and hospitality. So I was like, yes, do this. Let's do this. And it was just one of those things where we were both so excited about it. And the best decision we made, and I say, you know, happiness is a series of good decisions. Mm-hmm. It's one of my guiding principles, is that we decided to buy a place on the block where we opened our first restaurant. So we opened Hill Country Barbecue Market on 26th Street, and we bought an apartment on 26th Street.
That's
and
very
I think
smart.
That that was really the life-saving decision, because those first 2 years – we went back and forth constantly, and it wasn't really a problem.
Right. You're right across the street.
So I think sometimes, you know, you got to set yourself up for some of that success, and that decision definitely, definitely made a difference.
What is life like now with the four?
It's changed a lot in 11 years. So I think when they're little, you know, you're tired.
So you're not tired anymore?
No, but you're, I said you're tired, but you're tired in a different way.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I was so, like, wait, so I have to wait 11 years to not be tired. Okay.
Well, I would say it does get easier. I think having, you know, four little ones rolling around on the floor at one point with gates everywhere and, you know, safety locks, that was stressful.
Yeah.
Now I can talk to my children. I could reason with them. We can make decisions together. So, you know, it's just changed in a really positive way.
Coming up, Kristen will share with us how being a life coach helps in her family life. Hey guys, we are so excited that you've been listening and downloading, and we're grateful for it. So now rate us and tell us what you like about the show on iTunes.
And leave us a review. Leave that 5-star rating. We would so appreciate
it. It's so easy to just click that button and do the 5-star rating.
For a tutorial, go to Stacey's Instagram.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network, powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show.
And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
So, Kristen, you're a life coach.
Yes.
How did you get into that to begin with?
So we're going back about 15 years ago. I was depressed. I was going through a divorce, and I didn't have a lot of career direction. I knew that something had to change. So whatever I was doing wasn't working. So I thought about going back to school and becoming a psychologist, because I always loved being with people and helping people. And the more I looked into the courses and what I needed to study, I was really questioning whether or not I wanted to work with, you know, people with illnesses and pathologies. And as cliche as this sounds, I was up one night watching infomercials, and I was listening to Tony Robbins. and it was like, I was like, this is it. That's what I want to do. I want to help people. I want to motivate people. I want to, you know, encourage them to make positive change. And I started looking into coaching courses, and I became a life coach over a decade ago before I think anyone really knew what a life coach was or what a life coach does. And it just felt like a really natural fit for me. So
how has some of that played into being a mom?
It helps. You know, so
do you coach your kids? Are you like
constantly?
You can do it.
I coach my kids. I coach my husband. He calls me his wife coach. I coach our employees, you know, and I think the things that I've learned through coaching applies at home and at work. So one of the things I say, if it's not going right, go left. Like, don't be afraid of change. Mm. And, you know, just even with our last business, we had this beautiful barbecue restaurant in downtown Brooklyn, and the business wasn't going well, And we were ready to walk away. And my husband said, wait, let's think about change. And, you know, that's sort of how Hill Country Food Park was born. So, that's an example at work. We just said, you can't be afraid to, do something different. And just last year, my third wasn't doing well at school. And she's really smart. And I said, why isn't she doing well at school? Turns out she's in an immersion program and she has like a mild dyslexia. Mm. So we said, we got to change schools for her. So even though she's my only one out of four now at a different school, that principal really helps. Like, no, don't be afraid of change. Let's find the right school for her.
Was that hard for you? Or at that point, you're like, I just feel that that change has to happen.
It was hard for me, and change is hard. But usually, change for the right decision is going to be the best decision.
Yeah.
So I think that those are principles that I've learned in coaching that applies to, home and career.
Have you ever had one of those, like, really bad mom days, and then there was, like, something from your coaching life that you brought in? Can you tell us a story
I'm hiring her for my husband.
Don't we all have really bad mom days?
Yes,
I know. I have my days. I think what's funniest is when I have my bad days, I'm so open about my coaching and the way I coach with my kids that they wind up coaching me.
That's
so I'm having a day and, my 10-year-old will say, Mom, you're yelling at us, and I don't think you're mad at us.
That's amazing.
And I look and I say, you're right. I'm not mad at you. Thank you so much for highlighting that for me. Let's move on. So I think it's really funny that when you are a coach and, the kids are involved and they hear me, they see me, they begin to sort of emulate it. And when those moments happen, it's pretty cool.
So Kristen, on our show, everyone shares their mom's got this moment, and it can be about your mom, another mom you love, or yourself, obviously. And there are so many moments. I feel like you just did share one of those moments.
Yeah.
Is there anything that strikes you that you'd like to share with us?
So I think becoming a mom for the first time was sort of my, okay, I got this. It was June 1st, and we were opening our first restaurant, Hill Country Barbecue Market on 26th Street. And like every restaurant, we were behind schedule. And I walked past the restaurant. We were having our friends and family and media opening that night. We were opening the doors at about 6:30. And I walked by the restaurant mid-afternoon. And it was a disaster. I mean, it was such a mess. And I walked home and I had a major panic attack. Now, I'm 8.5 months pregnant here. And I'm not due for another 2 weeks, but I'm worked up.
Yeah.
And I go home and I'm cramping and I'm sweating and I'm upset and I can't get off the bed. And my mother-in-law walks in because our whole family's in town for this opening. And I'm hunched over in pain. And she's this petite, little woman from Texas, and she's like, darling, you're in labor. And I was. And I was so afraid. So afraid to call anyone or tell anyone because we're opening a restaurant in like 3 hours. I can't be in labor right now. And, finally she goes in the other room and she calls my husband and she says, Mark, you gotta come home. So he runs home, which is fortunately a half a block away.
Right.
And he sees me and I'm, shaking my head like, yeah. And we had my son, a few hours later. I was pretty far along. So
wow.
I think that was the first moment which I realized, all right, I got this. I held on all day in labor.
And was the launch a success?
And we had Austin. Like, the launch happened without my husband and I, and that was a great lesson in priorities. Like,
yeah, totally.
Family's always going to come first, right?
Yeah. So, well, especially when you're having a baby.
So we opened the restaurant at, 6:30, and Austin was born that night around 11.
What a celebration.
We had our two babies the same night, so...
That's amazing.
Wow. I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Sure. Thank you for being here today.
Yes. We're back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Great.
And thank you for all listening, and come back tomorrow to hear more about Kristen Glassman.
bad Monday? Well, you shouldn't have a bad Monday because you just downloaded Funny People Talking on your phone, right? So just click the play button.
Wait, Danielle.
What?
What's Funny People Talking?
Oh, it's this podcast with, I mean, you're one of the co-hosts, Mark. It's you and me and Elsie, our producer. She's there. And we have really cool guests on, like illustrators and comedians and actors. You should listen. Do you listen to your own podcast?
I hear it every time we record it. It's a really good show. You should listen, too. Do you listen, Elsie?
No.
Typical.
I know. Typical producer. You know who listens? All of our fans who love the show.
And then we dropped it.
Listen to Funny People Talking. It comes out every Monday on Mouth Media Network and wherever the best podcasts are found.
Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.
This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.